I'd like to think that one soul equals about 50 doubloons.
Dick jokes on the horizon.
Dick jokes. They will come in the morning.
The Jamaicans are coming. That's your cue, Johnny.
Oh, hey, man.
This is just unbelievable.
Hey, welcome to the Unbelievables. This is Mike, and guess what? I forgot to hit record for the first 12 minutes of this week's episode. It's okay, we rehashed through things, and it's pretty seamless, so you guys don't really miss anything. So if you notice things pick up in the middle of things, that would be why. It's really not that jarring, but I wanted to let you guys know in case you were wondering. Enjoy the episode, and my dumbassery. We're here with Anthony Savatt. This is Mike Calhoun. I'm here, joined by my co-host.
Lovely.
Of always. My lovely co-host, Johnny Trowbridge.
Oh, thank you.
Anthony was describing to us his future trip tomorrow to Columbus, since he just got this job here. Anthony is the backbone, I would say, of the Kent comedy scene. He's distributed thousands of flyers encouraging people coming to Monday Night Comedy, which we've plugged on the show in the past, several times.
I've heard that.
And, oh, good.
Yeah.
Glad you've heard that.
Thank you.
Hopefully with your own ears, possibly.
Nah.
Nope. We can't count on that.
You're basically like Viserys.
I don't listen to podcasts.
That's fine.
I've never listened to one, so it's not
really
that.
Are you not a single one? Podcasts, I mean...
I've been on another one.
I'm briefly obsessed.
Local. Should I name that one or no?
Go for it.
Sure, go for it.
Lousy Weather Media.
Yeah, we like the Lousy Weather Media.
Yeah, they're awesome dudes. They've had me on their podcast twice, and I have not listened to either of those episodes. So,
you don't want to listen to yourself.
You're like Johnny
Depp.
What are
you talking about? I love listening.
You like listening? Well, yeah. I originally liked listening to the playback of these because I had to anyway.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything sounded okay. Mm-hmm. But man, I don't anymore. I very much dislike hearing.
Well, that's on you.
I know.
Better.
I'm slowly getting worse at comedy.
It's a slow decline.
If you don't like listening to your own podcast, who the fuck does? do you surmise?
Who else does?
It's like reliving it all over again, especially if it was a show I didn't think went well.
Now, I edited my stand-up DVD.
Edited your own.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that or heard it or seen it?
Well, you've told me a couple times.
Yeah, it's called Everyone's Gay But Me.
I didn't hear the title.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Shot by friend of the show, Jorge, or shot by...
No, it's audio... Wait. Yeah. Jorge did record the audio. It was several sets sort of edited together into one.
Cool.
Yeah,
glorious.
But it's audio only.
Okay.
We recorded a video for a stand-up DVD of mine on my birthday this year, and that one... will be edited eventually.
I was not around for that. I do remember that was happening. That was before the Stone Tavern had closed down.
Yeah, it was towards the end there.
Stone Tavern, friend of the show.
Yeah, Stone Tavern. They're
reopened now.
Yeah, Michelle's Lounge. And
oh, they are?
There's a good show there tonight. There's
Michelle's Lounge. It's kind of like a dual... I don't know what the naming.
I don't think the name's going to change. They're calling it Stone Tavern at Michelle's Lounge for the music promotions.
Makes sense.
As far as that goes,
works for me.
So yeah, tonight, another reason I'm not going to Columbus till tomorrow is there's a band from Cleveland called the Baker's Basement. It's a male-female duo.
Oh, cool.
And they play rock and roll, and they're really good. I'm a fan.
Acoustics or
they did
electrics.
An acoustic set last time they played, but the first few times I saw them, it was electric. Like, the chick's on the drums, the dude's on guitar.
Nice.
And they're good, and they're playing tonight, so if you like rock and roll, Cleveland band, Baker's Basement, should check them out.
Check them out. What date are they going to be?
They're there tonight, whatever the day is. Day the 13th.
Today the 13th. Yeah. So if you guys can go back in time and see them, well, just go see and
go
see their
it.
Future shows.
Yeah, check them out. They're on Facebook.
It's not like they're going to cease to exist.
Well,
yeah,
maybe.
So the cover art for Everyone's Gay But Me, that was fun.
What does it look like? We've got a copy of it. We'll hold it up for the listener.
Yeah. No,
everyone take a look.
We did a Monday... during the comedy show, and I invited people to show up early, and the support was tremendous.
Oh, good.
Like, a bunch of people showed up, and I was calling it Gay Photo Shoot, and it's me sitting in a chair looking miserable, and there's, 25 people in the background behind me all dressed in various, colorful garb and or nudity, doing various amounts
of
looking happy.
This is your profile picture on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yeah,
so I have seen it.
So what it really means is everyone's happy but me.
Oh.
See? We get it now. That's glorious.
Yeah.
That's great imagery.
You know, I'm pretty bummed out all the time. It's like, a little bummed out. So then on my birthday this year, we recorded my stand-up DVD with video, the 5-camera HD shoot with Jorge and the Jorge De La Rosa and the Slow Mutants. He did the audio for the first one. My roommate Cody Gianelli at the time did the picture, and there's a bunch of people in the picture. This one, I did the video on my birthday, which was my 36th birthday, which is odd because I was thinking the first time I ever got drunk was in 1995 on my birthday. So as of this summer,
when you were 15 years of age.
I'm 36 now, so I've been drinking for 21 years, which means my drinking problem can now go get its own drink, which is sad.
You're just compounding the problem.
But then my good friend Amanda Cates, she's also a photographer, and she took a picture of me standing out in front of the stone before it closed. And it's an awesome picture.
Oh, is it nice?
And yeah, this is the first announcement. I'm going to call the DVD Disgraced. That's the name of it when it comes out. And
nice. We're getting an exclusive here.
Exclusive.
The podcast exclusive for Anthony Savant's future DVD release.
Why not?
This is exciting.
Yeah.
That's right.
We should have music.
You heard it here first. No, we actually mean that.
Yeah, we could hear. Wow, I never realized I'd get this kind of clout when I got the podcast, when I started it.
Clout. The picture is me just by myself looking sort of destitute.
That's a great photo. It's just a natural look.
Your pockets turned inside out.
Yeah, no, not quite. I guess when I say destitute, I don't mean poor.
Maybe hungover.
I was super
kind of like now.
I felt bad too because like
for
Amanda,
the listener, that was an off mic conversation at my own fault.
Yeah. Well, she's a professional. That's what she does. Is for, like, she's a photographer for a living, and I showed up like 45 minutes late, and she was kind of like, dude. I'm like, yeah, I know. It was a Tuesday, I think. I got super drunk on a Monday.
Hey, I as well like
it's
to
the
get
best
drunk
time.
On Mondays. Yeah. Especially with the great comedy shows all over Northeast Ohio.
Right. Yeah. And my show at the Water Street Tavern.
At the Water Street Tavern.
That's my show every Monday.
9 p.m. Yeah. No cover.
And yeah, we had a great show last night.
Oh, yeah. I was absent, unfortunately.
That's all right. You did the Barrio?
I was at the Barrio. Indeed, I was.
Yeah, Bill Squire and Cody Cooper, good friends of mine. They do a great job up there.
There are a lot of good comics. I missed a guy, though. There was a guy at the very end. He closed the show.
Was it James Burge?
No, it was a guy. He was a Beer Olympic champion. I missed him. I wasn't for it.
Oh, right.
But people, I came back in. My friends. He was at the Gyro?
Yeah, I did the Euro Gyro in camp once. That's the every Sunday.
People were just telling me he looked real goofy and stuff like that.
Oh, I heard he was really funny.
Yeah, he had a...
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there, like I said.
Like, funny to laugh at.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Like a fool.
He had a trucker mustache and tights, I think. He was wearing spandex.
Oh, yeah?
You could see his side pipe real good.
Oh, did he have a good side pipe?
No.
Is that something you kind of, like, you look for in a man?
You can't avoid it when you see it.
You can't avoid it?
Yeah. You don't go looking for it.
Maybe some people can. All right. You know what I'm going to subject you to, Anthony? Random acts of questioning. Here we go.
All right.
I'm going to pick a question out of this can that have been provided for us.
You're picking that? Do I pick one or no?
I'm going to pick one. I'm going to ask you the question.
He subjects you.
Here we go.
Hold on. See, here's the thing. I don't like drawing my own fate. Like, you pull a number, like, pick a number to see where you go on a list or things like that. I knocked up the first girl I ever had sex with.
Well, this question might be very appropriate.
I'm saying I don't have good luck. Like, if I'm going to reach in there, it's going to be the worst imaginable scenario.
Well, here we go.
All right, you got a question for me. Go ahead, shoot.
Who's the father?
Well, like Joseph?
It's very straightforward. Who's Joseph? Tell us.
Jesus is real dad. You dipshits. You think someone got pregnant without having sex?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, if the Lord says
we're just
it happened,
asking who
we
the
just
father
have
is.
To accept it.
Who's the father of what?
Just, who's the father?
Who's the father, Anthony?
Answer the question,
Anthony.
Answer
the question,
I'm the father of my kid. My dad's the father of me.
But who is the father?
Who?
Joseph.
Let me shine this light directly in your face. You feeling hot yet, son?
Yeah.
Feeling
black,
hot?
This black face
feeling
is starting
guilty?
To melt off.
You want
to
see?
Why are you shining a spotlight on me?
What, do you want a cigarette, kid?
Who's the father, Anthony?
You need a cup of coffee?
No, I'm going to crack this other PBR, though.
Where'd you get that beer? Who got him that beer? God damn it. Shannon!
We're interrogating him.
I feel like
I'll tell you, hey, you give me another PBR, I'll tell you anything you want.
Okay,
who do you want the father? Who do you want the father to be?
Who's the father of PBR? That's a good question. Yeah, who invented the PBR?
I don't know, but here's something I've noticed on the can. on the back, it says that...
We're looking at this.
Okay, hang on. Where'd it go? This is the original PBR selected as America's best in 1893, which is when they won the Blue Ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the top of the can, it said established in Milwaukee 1844, which means that for 49 years, PBR tasted worse than this. Right? Like, that's what that tells me. Somehow they made it 49 years before they got it to this level.
Unless you're one of those nostalgic people who's just like, oh, I wish things were back the way they
were.
Maybe
that's how long it takes you to like acquire it. That's how long it takes to acquire the taste for it.
So how many years are you in then? When did you start drinking PBR?
Like six. Well, that's like I've worked my way up to where I can eat a ghost chili pepper in less than 49 years. It sucks.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
I mentioned that to another friend of the show, Sam D, about people are obsessed with the hottest peppers in the United States. It's the most of anything. If you have anything, people are like, tell me the extreme so I can just experience that immediately. Yeah. So like when the ghost chili pepper was on the Food Network for that Man vs. Food guy, people were like, oh, then I want to eat that. I'm like, why? It's not a pleasant experience.
Painful.
What did you eat it on?
Well, the first, you mentioned CMD. Very funny. She's great.
Very funny.
I'm a big fan.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, good. Today, what I did was I threw some, I sliced up like a potato and threw that and some garlic and some onion into a pot. And I threw some jalapenos in there last time I did it, and it just wasn't hot enough.
This is for breakfast?
Yeah. And so I had to go chili. Well, at 3 p.m. when I woke up
breakfast.
From my horrible night of drinking last night. I was like, oh, I have a ghost chili pepper.
Just hanging out.
What else am I gonna do with it? Yeah. Fire. I don't know. So I threw that in there and it was too hot. It was too much.
Yeah.
Long story short, it was way too hot.
Yeah. Last time I ate a ghost pepper, this is fun. This is a preview of my DVD. This story. I tell some stories on there shitting myself as an adult. back last year, about a year ago. I got some hot peppers from the farmer's market in town from my friends at Barton Gardens. So there's another plug. There are some people I went to school with. And they started growing super hot peppers last summer, among their other things. And I got a bag of them. And then me and my buddy Pat from high school were watching the Browns play at a bar in Kent. And I knew he liked super hot peppers, so I brought him a few to give him. And we were drinking PBR, of course. The Browns lost, and then we were like,
Oh, yeah,
surprise. Sorry, I spoiled it.
That's the least.
I was trying to shock you guys.
I was wondering.
So then we were just kind of pissed off and pissed up from the drinking, and we were like, fuck it. So we split a ghost chili pepper in half ate it at the bar.
Who got the lower half?
What are the sizes of those chili? I thought they were pretty small, the size of your finger,
A little bigger than a habanero, let's say.
Oh, so they're roundish.
No, they're like longer and skinnier, but they're red. But they're way smaller than jalapenos. They're bright red, yeah. So he and I, we split it down the middle. And he and I can both handle like the Atomic Wings and stuff and Quaker Steak. And we each ate half a ghost chili pepper. It was awful.
Yeah.
Once it passed, everything was fine. And then
I went
back to my house. And right as I was pulling in, I realized like, ooh. I'm about to pay for this dearly. I felt that,
the gargle.
Yeah, you feel the gargle in your, not in your stomach. It's a little lower.
Below it.
Yeah, like
below.
The low end of the stomach. And then I was like, oh boy. And so I go inside, and for some reason, friend of the show, I imagine, stupid Ray Roberts, my roommate at the time,
friend of the show,
he was getting a shower. Like
he was getting a shower.
Yeah, he was in the shower at like 5 p.m. on a Sunday for what I imagine is no reason whatsoever. And I get to the top of the stairs. I live at the time with three other people. There's four of us in the house. There's now five people there. We only have one bathroom.
I was going to say, I've been to your home, and I have experienced that it only has a single bathroom, regardless of it being two floors.
Yeah, that is the only drawback. The location of the house is great. We're all dudes. I can piss outside, no problem. And I'm not above shitting outside, but I get up to the top of the steps, get to the door. There's someone in the shower, and I realize time is literally up. Like I can't even knock and get him out of the shower. I can't even get back down the stairs and get outside, and I just shit myself right then and there.
Oh my god!
In a controlled environment, granted.
I guess.
I suppose so.
And Jorge, in several critical moments of my life, has offered good, like, advice, like short, like one sentence advice. Like, I got stranded in Atlanta a few years ago, and I called him to tell him. He was like, "Well, you know, that girl had a screw loose." And I was like, "Yeah, you're right." So this time I shit my pants, and I'm telling him that the next day. I had bought a gift certificate to buy myself a pair of Doc Martens, and they didn't have my size in. And he was just like, "Well, it's a good thing you didn't get those Doc Martens yet." That's all I had to say about it. It was like, you know what? You're absolutely right, because
a silver lining.
They're the silver lining.
You need to keep them around for all the bright sides.
Yeah. Good point.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that's the thing. If you shit your pants, it's generally not going to be a solid. Like, if you can't control it, it's if you're shitting solid, you're going to make it, right? So if you shit yourself because you can't hold it, it's going to come out liquid. And then...
and that Let's go into the intricacies.
Once that happens, it is critical to get your shoes off immediately, because you can wash your socks and your pants and your underwear, and you can mop the floor, but if the shit breaches your shoes, if it gets inside of them, man, they're toast.
See, the listeners didn't know that when they were coming to this episode that they would get such intricate knowledge on how to wash one's clothing of feces.
Yeah, you know, you throw soap and hot water in the washing machine, you know.
Take care of it.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
It'll be all right. So we have mentioned that you are moving, or you're not moving. Yeah, you're still in Kent. Yeah, you like the Kent area, and but you're getting a job in Columbus, but... You mentioned to me when I said I love Columbus that you were very partial to Kent. Is that because you went to school here, or is it because you just lived here for so long? You said you were originally from the Pittsburgh area?
Yeah, which is interesting. This Saturday, I was worried because this thing in Columbus is like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night bar promo gig thing.
Oh, okay.
And the only potential schedule conflict was I was scheduled to perform in Pittsburgh with Derek Minto this Saturday, and... That is my hometown. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out of there when I was 5. But it turns out I don't work in Columbus, so I will be in Pittsburgh this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to make that show. It's going to be awesome.
Great.
I love performing in Pittsburgh. They got good comics there. That said, we moved out into Portage County in 1984.
No, good year.
We moved out. Well, we moved out in 83 for a year, then moved back for a year. I went to kindergarten in Pittsburgh, and then we moved back permanently. And
140 years after PBR became a thing.
Right. Yes.
It's a good year.
And one of the things, my dad, you know, being from Pittsburgh, it's unavoidable to, like, know, really root for it. Like the Penguins and the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the Pirates.
No
have
one
been
is
in,
really
but,
holding that against anyone.
Yeah, but just like it's a football town and it's a hockey town.
Yeah.
And so my dad likes football.
Part of the Rust Belt.
Yeah. And my dad's awesome. He didn't go to college, but one thing we've always had to like communicate with each other is sports. So like my dad's a big sports fan, and
right.
He was alive for all the Steel Curtain, you know, like he was like, you know, an adult and watched all those and everything, and that was before my time. But so when we moved out here, we moved into Portage County, which is where Kent is located.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad just thought it was hilarious that when we moved here, the nearest college had a football team with the longest losing streak in, like, the history of the NCAA or something. Like that. Kent State had lost, like, 100 consecutive college football games or something. Like,
it's
like 10 straight
record years. You got to try to do that.
When you consider that Marshall's plane crashed and killed the entire team... Marshall never lost 100 games in a row.
Well, that's why they were crushed. The gods were angry with them for them being so good. So they were like, we must make an example. And then Kent State was like, well, okay, we won't anger the gods.
Good point. I didn't think of it that way. But yeah, so I lived in the Kent area my whole life. And then during high school, they let me take like a calculus. I ran out of math classes in my high school my junior year, so I got to take calculus on Kent State's campus as a senior in high school.
Yeah, that's why we brought you this chalkboard, so you can just go at it anytime
and
you
an
want.
Abacus.
Yeah, listen,
and an abacus. If you hear that clicking sound, that's just
I happening. Mentioned that I've been drunk since 1995, right? I'm not as good at math as I was in 1997 any longer, it turns
well,
out.
Yeah, it's
I had to, you were
like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, you were passing. No, it's not Good Will Hunting anymore. You were passing me a calculator earlier to do 36 minus 21.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a little bit more intricate than that.
Did you use your abacus?
He's paraphrasing. It was a much more complicated.
But so, well, I'm complicating this answer. But so then I went to Kent State, and then I moved into the city, and for the most part have lived in Kent since like 1999,
gotcha.
And I've appreciated it more really probably the past 7 years. Like once I started doing comedy, like I always hung out there. here and there. But I started doing comedy. Then I started hanging out more in the city, in the bars and stuff, and then started running a show in the city. And then I moved into the downtown area. And it's awesome because it's called the Tree City. And that's what they call themselves. The unofficial mascot of the university is the black squirrel. There's black squirrels everywhere, which is cool.
It's an a odd city. Thing you can get the Portage County area.
Yeah, yeah. They got imported from Canada somewhere. And
oh, really?
Multiplied.
And
yeah.
released.
Yeah,
from
there's
a
like
burlap sack.
Yeah, there's like seven. I thought there was only
there
two. Right. But yeah, there's like seven parts of the world that happen. But
oh,
it's truly a city because there's buses. You can get a bus to Akron or Cleveland from there if you want. You can bus all the way around the city. You can ride a bike in the city. You can walk nice.
It's a nice walking city. I love having a nice
friendly.
Yeah, very, very well.
And the Cuyahoga River's right there, and there's a lot of cool bars and restaurants. And there's like creepy young girls all the time. But the more official answer is like every year 30,000 people show up and double the size of the city because of the college. And so every 4 years you have the potential to meet 30,000 different people, and it's super diverse, and that's all cool. And I didn't have a car for a while getting around. And being the Tree City, it is a city where you can do all those things, but there are trees everywhere. Like, you can, a block from downtown, you're driving through, like, a wooded area that has houses in it. And it's the art and the culture and everything. Oh, and it really...
It's a pretty artful city.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And it has awesome drinking water.
Like does it?
Yeah, the municipal drinking water.
As opposed to the state of Florida.
Yeah, or Flint, Michigan. We housed some comics that were on a tour that did Flint and then did Kent the next day and stayed at my house. And it was just like, oh, by the way, the tap water is safe here. It, yeah. It won like best municipal drinking water in the country once or twice.
Not really?
Like 10 years ago, but it's still good. Yeah. So there's so much cool stuff in Kent. I love it. I needed to get away, and this Columbus thing is good. But
right.
Yeah, I want to at least have some presence in Kent probably for the rest of my life. Awesome.
Ever since I originally went to the University of Akron, so did Johnny.
Yep.
I only went for a semester, and then I immediately dropped out because I decided it was not for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's the unofficial rivalry. But I always felt more connected to Kent State. I never took a single class there. I've only been on the campus very briefly. But I know so many friends that go to Kent State, and I spend so much time in Kent that I feel like I'm kindred spirits with the...
Yeah, we do spend a lot of time in Kent.
We do. Yeah.
For being from Akron.
Well, yeah. I live in Akron now, but I originally was from Streetsboro. And speaking... Oh, you were saying Kent having the greatest water or something. Well, Streetsboro keeps popping up as like the number one safest city in the United States or something like that. Or in Ohio, at least. Because literally nothing goes on there. Yeah. It was a farming town that turned into a pass-through town. But anyway...
There's and a few other cool things about Kent. Like, I've traveled for comedy and otherwise, and I've somehow accidentally become a coffee snob because of a place in Kent called Bent Tree Coffee Roasters. It's as good a coffee as I've ever had. The Zephyr Pub is cool. The Gyro is cool. They've got the Sunday show. The Water Street Tavern's awesome, despite being like a college sports bar. I don't feel out of place there, being 36. And they've got, I met Josh Cribbs there, the UFC guy from Cleveland.
Stipe Miocic.
He's making an appearance.
Champion.
Yeah, he's making an appearance at the Water Street in a couple weeks. That dude's like real in touch
That's
with like
awesome.
The sports universe. Yeah, the owner of that, Mike. And what else? Taco Tano's is awesome food.
Is a friend of a brother of the friend of the show, Tyler Bucks. His older brother works at the fire station at Stipe. Is that correct?
I think so.
I'm looking at my co-host for confirmation.
I know everything, and that's true.
Oh, good. I'm glad to get that confirmation.
Okay, yes, well, okay.
He also rides a chocobo to work at the fire station.
Right on.
But anyway, you were saying this.
Well, yeah, Water Street's awesome. And then also the Kent Stage. It's the 644-person, not 650, I guess, person theater in town. I got to open for Ralphie May there. I got to meet and introduce Louis Anderson there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I recorded my stand up at the old
stand up.
Yeah, I recorded. Fame. Yeah, I recorded my stand up comedy DVD at the Old Stone Tavern through Jorge's production company. Why the fuck would I leave Kent?
Yeah,
like what did I?
So much history.
Well, just in general, like what should I covet in this world that I didn't just rattle off in like a minute? Like Kent's got everything I need.
Right,
it's fucking awesome.
All right, this has been great. We're gonna come back with more. We're gonna take a brief break. We're gonna have more with Anthony Savette. This has been the Unbelievables. We'll come back to us soon.
Hello. What you're about to hear is a PSA.
This audio is taken from a court proceeding from the state of Louisiana between one Miss Frizzle and the student board. Thank you.
Hello, Miss Frizzle. It's a pleasure to have you in the...
Hello!
It is, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you in here. You do know why we brought you in here today.
To learn about science.
Not necessarily. Unfortunately, I have to inform you that this is a disciplinary hearing. We've heard some very odd things going on in your classroom, specifically regarding a school bus. I don't even understand how the children are on the bus while attending your class.
I got documents. I have permission from the parents.
You have permission from the parents to do what? Like, shrink them down, turn them into the size of a blood cell, and then explore one of the students' bodies?
Yes!
I feel like that's a severe invasion of privacy.
No! Prove it! You don't have proof!
I've got the statutes right here written down.
There's no statute that says you can't enter someone's bloodstream.
That may be, Miss Frizzle, but we've got things like you explaining how sugar and salt looks like up close. You do realize that shrinking down children of that size into a microscopic size is just wildly dangerous and against school policy.
What school policy says that?
Like I said, I have the statutes all written down here.
I feel like you're nitpicking. I am giving life-changing science to these kids.
That may be, but my son attends your class. And he came home and he told me that you guys were inside someone's rectum. I don't think that's
school appropriate. It was educational. You can't cover the systems of the body without covering all of them.
There's no need to get emotional, Miss Frizzle. We realize that you're... What's coming out of your nose? Is the school bus coming out of your nose right now? Who's driving? Aren't you the one that's... What is going... Get them out.
No.
Get them out quickly. This is another harm. This is the kind of behavior that I'm talking about. Problem solved. Get them out here.
No.
This is dangerous.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I cannot believe this.
How long is this? Are you done? Okay.
We haven't even got... This is
bad.
Just the introduction.
I need...
No, where are you going?
I need...
Get back here.
Hey, wait.
Oh my God. Someone stop her. Security.
What you've just heard was raw audio recordings from a court proceeding in the state of Louisiana. Please notice that Miss Frizzle immediately left the courtroom and was seen with several pounds of coke hidden in some sort of bus apparatus up her nose. A lizard was seen driving the magic school bus that was in quotes. And this is just to show you, this is a dangerous woman. She is now at large. Check all of your nostrils. Thank you.
Green Day, Savat's favorite band.
Dude, I saw them on their Dookie tour when I was 14. I saw them in 2009 on the 21st Century Breakdown tour. And I saw them in 2013, took my kid. That was his first big concert. And I was convinced they wouldn't play Jesus of Suburbia there because they had just released 3 new albums and it's 9 minutes long. And they came out for their encore and played American Idiot and then Jesus of Suburbia. And I was so happy.
I'm sure you were thrilled.
That's a great song.
Welcome back to The Unbelievables. This is Mike Calhoun, one of your co-hosts. I'm joined by my co-host of always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Hi.
And our guest today, Anthony Savat. And actually, we have a secondary guest. He just showed up. We didn't know we were going to actually have him on the show today, but he was able to show up perfectly. And his name's Don Harvey.
Hang on a second, bro.
Sorry.
To crush this podcast, hashtag killing it, hashtag choke life, hashtag book me, hashtag...
See, some guys just in comedy work so much harder than me. It's cool that he was able to pop in.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is all I had to do literally today.
He seems pretty busy.
Yeah, well, and I almost didn't make it.
So gross.
Literally nothing else to do.
Well, it's nice to have you, Don. Don Harvey's a comic, obviously. We like to interview comics and musical guests and stuff like that. Don is touring the country right now. He's on the club scene. He's doing some universities, a couple front porches, I've heard.
Yeah, he was on my front porch.
He was on your? Wait, really?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Don, what were you doing at Johnny's
front? I do where the jokes take me, man.
It's cool. It's just 3 a.m.
So we were just talking about Kent's.
Do you know how many rocks I had to throw at his window to get him to pay attention, bro?
Yeah, like all of the rocks that were near my house.
Were they like large
rocks?
I crushed
that show.
He did crush. I mean, metaphorically and physically crushed the show.
Well, obviously, but you're not short of any confidence or anything like that. So we were just talking about Kent State. Have you done Kent State yet?
Nah, bro. I'm too edgy for Kent State.
Too edgy.
Yeah, it's a liberal college. You
I'm booked at
me.
Liberty University next week.
Oh, Liberty.
Nice.
Okay. It's much
edgy,
more conservative.
Or more edgy.
I don't know. Would they be counted as edgy? How did you get that show?
Man, it wasn't NACA. I just, you know, I put on their college group, hey, anybody looking for any comics? And this dude said, yeah. And he said he'd give me like $5 and all the natty I can drink. So that's what's up.
Oh, natty, is that your drink of choice? We're drinking
five
PBR.
Bucks.
I wish I could offer you something, but we don't really have anything of natty quality. You
got Keystone Light?
I don't have any Keystone Light. I apologize. I
should
have been more prepared.
So
you just drink a very specific kind of beer, I assume.
I like beer that makes my hangovers seem like death.
Don't we all?
I wonder if Anthony can really relate to that. You can kind of relate to that.
Oh, man, my hangover's killing me right now because the show last night. But, yeah, man, when'd you get in town? We do a good show on Monday in Kent. You should hit me up next time. You could do it.
Oh, that would be sweet, bro.
Anthony's great.
Am I allowed to say the N-word on stage?
I don't censor anybody. It's a free stage, you know, open mic. Not format, but like an open mic, open mind type mentality. But... my roommate.
Oh, it's an open mic, so there's no pay?
Well, no. But
I'll pay for this podcast?
Well no.
You consider currency?
Man, I'll take those PBRs if you want to get rid of them right now, bro.
Oh, well, certainly we'll offer you one at least. Yeah, we'll get you some. Yeah, we'll have someone go get you one.
That counts?
Well, if you won't make it, but that's kind of the rule.
Another paid gig, crushing it.
I have a
tweet.
You update that a lot.
Yeah, he's an avid tweeter. I mean, if you're a good comic, you
got my 200 followers got to know what's up.
200, wow.
That's a good presence online.
That is.
That's probably better than I have, or the show.
Social media game is on point.
It is on all the points.
Crushing it. He's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I don't tell anyone what they can or can't say at the show, but I have a roommate who's a black gentleman. And if you say the N-word as a white guy, you better hope he likes it.
It better be a pretty
all
good
I'm
joke.
Say.
Yeah, at least it might be.
I don't know. I don't
for
want
the
to
listener,
make
Don
angry.
is a white gentleman.
See race, man.
Well, it's very progressive of you, at least. I mean, it kind of counteracts with your edgy claim earlier, but I'm not going to question your material, I'm sure.
You might see the Lord if you piss off Al.
I mean, I'm down for that.
Al,
bro.
Friend of the show.
You're going for that?
He's threatened me with violence on more than one
Well, I mean,
occasion.
Like, he may, you know, ring your bell a little bit and make you see the Lord.
Ring your bell.
Not one times, not two times.
I can attest.
Three times.
Well, all right. Here's what I think. We don't really know each other that well. I mean, I know Anthony, but Johnny, Don is new here. So we'll play a little game that we call Outdo Me. Get us to know each other. All right, outdo me. We all know how this is played. Well, I do. I'll explain.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you understand how
outdo me
works.
Is very simple. It's a game that's also been called Walrus. Why I don't know. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna pair up a couple people. We'll do this tournament style. We'll do Anthony and Don, actually, to get us started. It's going to be Anthony will start us off. He'll just say a word, a noun. Yeah, you know, it can be two words, like peanut butter, as long as it's a thing.
What's a noun?
A person, place, or thing.
Do you know what a verb is? It's not that.
It's like a desk. That's a noun.
Don, right. I suspect this will translate to you.
All right.
If it's something you can fuck, it's a noun.
Does that help?
Oh, yeah,
he's giving us a real good nod. All right, Don, don't go anywhere. Stay awake. don't go anywhere. Anthony's going to get us started. He's going to start with a noun, and then you have to outdo that noun.
All right.
You just come up with something that is obviously better.
Hang on.
Now, me and Johnny will be the judges.
About to do some nouns.
You're really...
Hashtag crushing it.
You're crushing it.
He is crushing it. This
he's on his
all
phone.
The time.
I don't know if he's on Instagram or if he's tweeting. Is it Twitter?
Nah, man.
Well, don't take too many pictures of the interior of the sub. We can't have that get out to the U.S. government.
Or any government, really.
Yeah, we don't like to have a... So
Italian government?
We'll have to screen your phone on the way out.
Chilean government?
All right, cool.
Italian government.
Yeah,
there's no camera
Italian...
on this shit. It's a sidekick, motherfucker.
Oh, I didn't see that. I mean, those are cool, the flippy aspect of it.
I brushed up on my World War II a couple years ago and realized that, like, oh, the Italians lost horribly, and the Russians kind of dominated. So I started embracing that I'm Russian more than Italian.
Oh, that's
part of the
wow.
Because yeah, I'm like half of each. I'm the equal amounts of each. And I was like, oh, I'm Italian.
Suspected.
That's cool. And I was like, wait a second, these guys got their ass handed to them in North Africa.
Yeah, they did. But then again, they did overthrow their own leader that was evil or whatever.
Did that happen
Duce?
In World War II or
yeah,
one?
It was World War II.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mussolini. He was a bastard. All right. Anyway.
All right. Let's get this started. We're gonna have Anthony. What's going to happen? We're going to have you start, and then we'll have Don retort, and we'll get a little faster as we go along. And if you stumble, or if you don't say a noun, you lose the round.
All right.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get started.
All right. I'll start off with stick.
White.
Start. White.
Was that light or white?
White.
Okay. Well, white is a color.
That is not a noun.
All right. Well,
no, you can fuck white.
Yeah,
I suppose you can. You can indeed fuck white.
That's confusing.
I can see why this guy's torn, man. That's he's.
I mean,
he's
that was really clever. I mean, I can only imagine.
Okay.
The type of material he could produce. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm
detracting
paint.
From the game.
Well, I'll say paint.
Paint. So we're kind of staying in the realm. White.
I guess, yeah.
Paint. What does Don have?
Thinner.
Thinner. Like paint thinner?
Like paint thinner.
That shit is dope.
Stick, white, paint, and thinner. So far, we're staying in the realm of home
improvement.
Home improvement products.
All right. Chair.
Chair. There we go. The chair's nice. You can sit on it. Might have stumped on.
Couch.
Oh, that is indeed
that's
better
like
than chair.
That's like three chairs.
That is like three chairs. It is better, I have to say.
Toilet.
That's,
oh, there we go. Especially for Anthony Savat.
That's a useful
chair.
Yo,
dog, you can't fuck a toilet. That shit's wrong.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, Don, I have to dock you points for that. You didn't respond with a noun. You just responded with a statement.
But he's doing the game wrong.
His first word was you, which is me, which is a noun.
That's true. We'll just use that.
Yeah, okay. If you want to retort, feel free.
Binder.
A binder. I think I have the feeling Anthony's just listing things around the room.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
He is.
A binder is better than you anyway.
Oh, I get it. List things around the room. Okay. Queers.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, really. Kind of hurts our feelings, Don.
Queen.
Okay. He's
now
still
you're
going.
Now you're just using more gay slurs.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about the band.
Yeah,
oh,
the
okay,
band
that
is
works.
Better than...
That can work.
Oh, we can do bands, too?
Sure, you can
sure.
do bands.
ICP.
Okay.
It's a good band.
Don't know if that's better than Queen.
I do have to say, you know what, I might have to stop the game there for a moment. Like, I don't think ICP is better than Queen.
No, I don't think so.
Is that something you've...
Don, do you have an argument?
Yeah, Don,
to,
is that
to
a,
be made that
otherwise,
ICP is better than Queen?
Queen's a band.
Yeah.
Queen is a band. All right, I'm going to end the round there. I'm going to have to dock Don some points. Sorry.
No, that is the best argument that could be made that ICP is better than Queen when posing that question. Queen's a band.
That might be the only way you can get away with that.
I don't see how I can argue with that statement.
Don, you've survived the round. I guess, Anthony, do you have a retort to ICP?
I like ICP.
Oh, okay. So you're
wait,
just gonna, so you Anthony is
you're,
forfeiting the round.
No,
is
no.
Unprecedented?
Oh, I'm supposed to say.
You're supposed
no.
to be like, I'm better than you.
Oh, Don, what's better than ICP?
You've forgotten the name of this game.
Is Don is staring you down. He is in this game to the
hatchet.
End. Hatchet. Okay. Sticking to the
I just need me to the theme.
This is a confusing game.
Faygo.
Oh, shit. More ICP stuff.
A lot of ICP related.
Sidebar, I was at a rap show that had some juggalos there recently, and I was in a suit and tie. Bow tie. It was glorious.
They were?
I was.
Oh, okay.
Did I fit right in.
Did you at least have like the seltzer water coming out of your flower?
I was dressed as the Joker.
You're dead.
Right, what do we have?
Okay, how about Submarine?
Oh, wow. We like that one.
That one's a good one. That's hard to beat.
I had to go downstairs on that one. I'm sorry, Don. I'm trying to win.
Downstairs. Basement.
Basement?
Now I have to pause there. Submarine? I don't think a basement is better than Submarine. We are the judges, Johnny right. and I. And
you haven't seen my basement. That shit is dope.
Dungeon.
Don, I get the feeling I don't.
Dungeon.
Nor anyone should. No one else should see your basement.
Do you call your basement the dungeon?
Is it really your
basement? Oh.
The dungeon.
I mean, my wife and I, we have a basement, and that's where we keep our kids.
Oh.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's pretty dope.
Do you mean pens? Do you mean they have like a play area you built for them? Like,
yeah, they're allowed to leave
the
basement.
They got to stick in their pens.
How old are pens?
I got a TV down there.
How old are your kids?
One's two.
Okay. That makes sense. They might have a pen.
And one's three.
Okay.
Okay. All with the same with your wife?
What?
I mean, they better be mine.
Or else.
I suppose, yeah. We all wish that.
I heard that if you. I was trying to come up with some quick, like, obscene paternity test using Faygo, but nothing came to mind. Like,
I think that works.
Like, if you pee in some Faygo and they pee in some Faygo and it fizzes the same amount, that means they're your kids, dude.
Okay. You just got to get your kids to pee in some Faygo. That's kind of a waste of Faygo.
To waste Faygo, which maybe it's just better off to not know.
I think Don's tweeting something out again.
About to piss in this Faygo. Hashtag cheap paternity tests.
Where did he get this Faygo? Did you bring the Faygo with you from home?
Why were you asking for other drinks?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get it for him anyway. We like to be hospitable here. Well, that was a good round. I got to say, Anthony was very pacifistic on that round of the game.
Kept coming up with them while we were judging.
I'd like to play around with Don.
That's fine. I got to say this. 4 years ago, I was dating this girl, and we were campaigning for, like, Obama. We were helping, like, canvas and stuff. Okay. And then we found ourselves one evening around this time of the year on YouTube watching ICP videos because we both liked ICP. And we were just kind of having some fun, like, oh, this is a great song. And if you recall last election, after every YouTube video, the ad was either for Romney or Obama. Sort of depending on what you were watching. Not ICP songs. It was the only YouTube videos I remember watching for like a 3 month span where it was an ad for like Ford truck or something. Because like neither candidate wanted the other one to find out they were actively pursuing the Juggalo vote. That would have been like suicide.
Ford, the only company that is going after the Juggalos.
Maybe it was Ford. Like Nissan. It was just there were other commercials, like other products that may advertise on YouTube.
Hey, they got to drive to the gathering. They got to get there somehow.
Would you ever go, Calhoun?
I might for the existential experience.
Sure.
You don't like ICP?
I listened to a lot of ICP when I was 14.
Yeah.
I don't know what year that would have been. That would have been 2005.
Okay.
I was about to be in high school because I had made some friends in middle school, and they got me really into classic rock, and that was the first genre of music I started listening to besides what was on the school bus, which was like 96.5. It's like the pop station of Northeast Ohio.
So you got into classic rock.
Then they got into classic rock. Then my friend, his neighbor, who was very influential on him, was having him listen to ICP. Yeah. And he was like, oh, listen to this hilarious band and what they talk about. And I just thought of it as like this parody band.
Right, yeah. If you listen to
like
it
a Weird Al, but really
I'm
going to jizz in her face, Weird Al, sort of.
Yeah, if you put ICP in the same category as Weird Al, they're awesome.
Yeah.
But if you put them in the category that you just described as classic rock, you're
insane. Yeah. That'd be absolutely insane. No, I wasn't trying to. I was just equating that my first musical exposure was like to just this person. And he's the one that introduced me to ICP. I don't mean to offend Don if he's a real big ICP fan.
Look, do you guys edit this thing much?
We do not at all.
Okay, never mind.
Nah, man. Like, well, in 1996, I was hanging out outside my high school smoking cigarettes. Newport 100s. What?
And shout out to Newport.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully get a good plug money.
You can get plug money for saying shit?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
PBR paid for all my flyers for my show. All I have to do is drink it until I throw up.
That sounds perfect, man. Maybe NyQuil can sponsor me.
Maybe.
Robo-trip.
Do you mention NyQuil? Do you have a lot of NyQuil-based jokes?
No, man. I got a lot of NyQuil-based life.
I understand. So are you on NyQuil now? I mean, you brought the Faygo along. I mean, I might have some.
I mean, what do you think's in that Faygo, son?
Is it like it's like NyQuil? A Jaeger bomb? It sounds like. Isn't drop a shot of NyQuil into some Faygo?
No, you get the cherry NyQuil and you put it with the Faygo Red Pop. You should try this shit, man.
What's it do to you?
He's handing one to Anthony. I don't think Anthony might not be best.
I'm sorry, Don. Yeah, it's not
weird for the Faygo and cherry NyQuil.
What do you call that combination?
Do you have a name for it?
Nah, man. I just call it the water of life.
That is a name. That's a good name. I don't know that name.
All right.
I feel it.
Man.
All right, I feel it. Let's try another round. We're still getting to know each other. We're all pals.
Right now with the three of you in this room, all I'm drinking is PBR out of a can that I opened and didn't leave my sight. Sorry, dude. I'm not drinking your Faygo.
I had an ICP story, though.
Wasn't supposed to.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I was hanging outside my high school, and ICP drove by in a pickup truck and started throwing demo tapes at people.
I'm assuming it was a Ford.
I don't know what kind of fucking...
Okay.
But like,
they were throwing demos at you guys.
Yeah, so I grabbed a demo and I followed them and keyed their fucking car.
Oh, my God.
But then I listened to the demo. It was pretty dope, so...
So you regretted keying their car?
Nah, man.
Did they ever find out it was you, I imagine?
Oh.
Hope not.
They never found out.
Oh, good.
What if they're listening to this podcast?
Yeah, you don't know.
Does ICP listen to this podcast?
I don't know.
We might have members of ICP listen to this podcast.
I'd like to think we're all inclusive.
That was a joke.
He is a comic.
It was one of his good bits, you know, Don. He's touring the country, doing a lot of clubs and houses, front porches, we heard.
Since you have format, I might forget this. I have a question for Don. I'm not asking you because people ask me. And we just met. Like, people find out you do comedy. They're like, oh, tell me a joke. Like, you got to have a response to that. Like, what's... Because I hate that. Most comics hate that. What's your response to that?
I just ate a lot. I ate so much, I put Bengay on my stomach muscles.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Is that the joke? Or you just tell it to everyone?
Man, that joke crushes everywhere I go. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Oh. Well, I laughed. That's a good joke.
I laughed. I had a good chuckle. I just have to drive the show, so I have to keep myself a little under control. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I like to laugh out loud frequently, but, you know.
LOL.
Try to keep a little bit. All right, let's do another round. Let's see here. Let's try and do... let's do me and Don. We'll do a round.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I keep thinking of things I'll forget. Don, before I forget, what was your last name again?
Don Harvey.
That's where I recognize the name. My friend Gary Dull from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You performed on a show with him not that long ago. I think I saw your name come up on a post about that.
Yeah, Gary's a good headliner, man.
Right on. Yeah, I met him about 4 years ago. My good friend Sean Boyd mentioned already in my fake internet husband, Jeremy Shear, he can't be here today.
You gay?
It's a joke, you know. It helps actually with the ladies because girls don't make me become in a relationship with them so I can get another one.
Smooth. Smooth criminal.
Yeah, see. And then, you know, the chicks are cool with that.
You're really gay. Like, no, you married a dude.
It's an internet joke.
that's as gay as it gets, really. If you marry a guy,
well, right, because we're married, and even
but it's
if,
really just the
even
internet.
If we are married, that's when the sex stops anyway. But no, but
oh,
zing.
But Sean and Jeremy, and
I'm gonna write
there.
That one down. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah. You can use that.
That was Anthony's.
I'm not gonna use it again.
Something that's been said several times before.
I think so. Maybe but not. No, but we met Gary Dull down there.
Okay.
And, it was fantastic. I believe he had an album called Dullabies.
Clever.
Yeah,
Dullabies.
He's good, man.
And so, Don, you were on that show.
Yeah, man. He was promoting his new album, Dull Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Okay.
It's comedy. That's right.
That's good. That's good stuff.
45 minutes of classics. Man, as right an on, artist.
Man. So what would you name your album? Do you have an album coming? Do you have any out right now?
Nah, man. I just got t-shirts.
Gotcha. What's on the t-shirt? Is it ICP?
Nah, man. It says Fart Cummer.
Fart Cummer?
Yeah, man.
All right.
I got a joke about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this is...
He's crying.
He's a little upset.
Fart
over
Cummer.
It must be a very emotional joke. Sentimental joke.
It is, man.
It sounds like...
It's about my wife. I miss my wife.
Did
you call her Fart Cummer?
You're on the road a lot.
It gets lonely on the road.
I feel it, yeah. Spent a lot of time on the road.
My wife kicked me out.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry about that.
What's that? Whew.
Maybe you should marry a dude.
I heard
Anthony.
We're
not getting a divorce. We're good Christians.
Let's
be a little sensitive to Don here. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Don. Here, hand him the tissues, Anthony. All right.
Oh yeah, here you go.
Sorry about that. Well,
wait. I thought you were crying, dude. Why don't jerk off? What are you doing?
Yeah, you might as well keep your pants on. But I can understand. He's a little upset.
Let's play this gay game.
Okay, let's play this gay game.
That's a switch.
All right. I'll get us started. You don't have to participate, Don, if you don't want to.
All right.
Cool. Johnny, give it. Are you? He'll be the judge along with Anthony.
Yes.
And then I'll get us started. Pop-Tart.
Butter.
Okay.
DVD.
Bootleg.
That technically is a noun.
That's an adjective when describing DVDs, but it's a noun if you
wear long boots.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the long boot thing. So.
I like it.
It's better than a DVD.
This is tough. Don's a tough player. I'm going to go with Butterfly Net.
Tramp Stamp.
That's better than a Butterfly Net.
Oh, he kills it every time, every round. This is tough. Paintbrush.
Art.
Just like a single... piece of art?
or a specific ICP song.
Is that an ICP art?
No, I feel like Don here.
Or just maybe art in general as a concept.
I think that's better.
Oh, Jesus, that's tough.
In the concept of noun, isn't that how it works?
Yes, you got it.
Suddenly you know what a noun is.
I can definitely fuck some art.
You can definitely fuck art.
Come on, Calhoun, stop stalling.
I'm so sorry. Let's bring this back. Lunch. Easy.
No, that does not beat art.
Oh, absolutely.
Lunch. Yeah, not even close.
Lunch beats art. You kidding me?
What are you talking about?
God damn it.
You lose.
I concede defeat. Damn, John, you play a tough game. For someone who didn't know what nouns were 15 minutes ago,
he learned and thinks ICP is better than Queen.
Do you want to play around, Johnny and Savat?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Johnny hasn't played yet. All right, Don and I will be the judges here.
I'm good judging.
I can tell. You're angry at me for having a fake judgmental husband.
Yeah, right.
Boom, judged.
All right, well, I'm going to have Johnny go first. Savat, I think he won the last round.
You declared me the winner. I don't know.
Well, we've got two winners here so far. We got Don and Savat currently. Let's see. Let's do the second round here.
Okay, here we go.
Start with Johnny.
Crumbs.
Those are pretty crummy.
Everything.
Oh, that's a pretty big thing. I don't know,
No,
John.
Everything is better. Anything I could have said would be better than crumbs.
I know.
Granted, that's true.
I was starting low.
Nah, dog. You ever been hooting meth off of a black tower mirror and you get the little crumbs up? Those are pretty dope.
All right. What about that?
All right. Croutons.
Like Don, just go from experience.
Caesar salad.
Good one.
French dressing.
Ooh. Topped. Literally.
Thousand Island dressing.
Ooh.
Vomit.
Oh, no way.
Vomit is better than Thousand Island dressing.
I got to stick up for Thousand Island here.
Fuck on off.
What's Thousand Island dressing?
It's a Jewish food.
Oh, man, fuck that shit.
Oh, shit. God.
For some reason, I'm not surprised. I know it's a dressing that you put on, you know, lots of things, especially Reubens.
Reubens are good.
Yeah, but they're also Jewish.
Reubens are Jewish?
Yeah, it's a Jewish spiced meats sandwich.
Nah, man, everybody likes spiced meat.
Yeah, especially Jews. And
Jews
me.
Like spiced meat?
Yeah, sure.
Thought they ate bagels and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Thought Thousand Island's where they put on their bagels.
I have yet to see a Jew put Thousand Island on their bagel, but I mean, that's not a.
What impossible. Thousand Island tastes like? Like cream cheese and shit?
Sure. I don't know. I never have it.
No, it's kind of.
Thousand Island's gross, man.
Have you ever had a.
It's like Catalina.
A Big Mac?
I'll lick butthole.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of
Thousand
Island.
Sometimes when I can afford a Big Mac, I'll have a Big Mac. That's a treat for me.
Oh, sometimes when you go. Oh, you're not making a whole lot of money on the road here?
I mean,
you're a touring comic. I assumed you're.
I got
going
here,
well.
Didn't I?
You did get here.
You brought your. You used your own boat to get out on the ocean, the open ocean.
Somehow you have some Faygo.
Yeah, you brought your Faygo along.
Man, I'm real good shoplifting.
What's that noise?
Sorry.
Is that an elephant?
Yeah, that's the one I brought on board. Remember?
Oh my God!
Just in case we needed an elephant.
Jesus. All right, well, I'm going to close the game here. I feel like we have some clear winner was Don and Anthony. Well, Anthony kind of jumped the ship on that last round.
French dressing is better than Thousand Island.
You just said vomit.
Yeah, but no, vomit's better than Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, but that's a personal opinion.
But it's the right
vomit
opinion.
In itself is not better than a dressing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't eat either of them.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to close the game for
us. And I produce vomit. All right.
That's enough about Doomy. I feel like we got to know each other pretty well there. We could play another game if we so wish. We could.
Don definitely won with that.
He definitely tore us a new one with
that's
that.
That's true.
I have an ICP story.
Tell us this ICP story.
Well, I'll do another plug. He's not a friend of the show because he can't be, but a very funny comic I met years ago named Samuk Turgalkar. I recorded an album, and I got to listen to it recently, and my roommate bought it and let me listen to it, and it's funny. And he has a bit. He's like, I don't know anything about the Insane Clown Posse except 5 seconds of a documentary I saw when I was in seventh grade. I was flipping through the channels, and I came upon this. And the camera panned from the stage to the audience, which is comprised of their fans, which are called Juggalos. And half of them said, "Who's going titty fucking?" And then the other half of them said, "We's going titty fucking." And I immediately became terrified and changed the channel to Wheel of Fortune.
Those are definitely terrifying lyrics, especially to a young person. How old was this person?
Well, he said seventh grade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then he's like, if your fans are... he does more, but then the line that I like, he's like, if your fans are acting that way, it's a direct result of what you're doing.
We should all be a little. We should hold artists a little bit more responsible for their fans. Yeah, don't you think?
That's what I think.
But if you're sending out a message like that,
right. If you can spell Samuk Turgalkar, I believe I just said it two different ways because they're both wrong. One of them was right, and the other.
Half of
look him
right.
up. He's great. He's a very funny comic.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, but I'm friends with him on Facebook. It's Sumukh and then Turgalker. It's close.
Dang, I was just testing
maybe
you.
That was a good test.
I won a spelling bee.
Good work.
I was in seventh grade. Instead
you
of
did?
Watching, yeah, instead of watching ICP documentaries, I was spelling on the spelling bee. Did I spell it right?
Samuk Turgalkar.
Yeah,
right.
At the end I said AR instead of ER at the end, and that it was the air.
All right, the rest of the show is a spelling bee. Here we go.
Oh, man, I got to go.
Don's feeling a little restless. Well, we are going to take a break.
Mike Calhoun. Mike.
Douche.
Hoon.
Cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I felt like that was coming.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right
back.
Hold on.
What's that spell?
Mike Hunt.
Good one. Good save. All right. We'll be back with more Anthony Savette, more Don Harvey, and more Unbelievables after this. Be right back.
Oh, hey there. It was nice to see you. Now keep it down. I'm spying on a few of these people. I've just got all my gear here. Let me tell you a few things about it. Here, I've got this all black camouflage type of suit. It's upper body, lower body.
Hey.
All camouflage.
Is that guy over there?
And it's full of pockets. Yeah, I could fit my binoculars in here. I've got 3 pairs of binoculars.
There's just a guy, like, over there in the
two of them are very small. So that way it can't be seen by anyone. So and then I've got my other pockets. It's full of ninja stars.
He's talking to himself.
Now, if I throw these ninja stars at someone, I could potentially kill them.
Sir?
I try not to. My back pockets are actually located on the side. So when I sit down in a squatting position like this, you know, you can't be seen at all by anyone.
Sir.
No one can see you.
Sir.
So what I've got in the vest...
Sir. You can't be on my lawn.
I can
see you. It's
completely...
Why are you in black?
There's no... My face is painted
please
black as well. No
you
one can
are
see
on my lawn.
Me. No one can see anything when you have all
it
of this
is
gear
midday
coming from... The company is Cox Stealth Gear.
Sir, you have to leave.
If I have...
I'm going to call the cops.
Let go of me. Don't. No.
Sir.
Stop it.
Sir.
They can't see me. They can't see you at all.
Everyone.
Stop it.
Great Malenko. Great Malenko.
Almost forgot about it.
Great Malenko. Great Malenko.
Don's bobbing his head.
Oh, you got this CD, man? Because I had to sell mine.
Hard times?
Yeah, man.
I only have it on digital. I can burn you one.
Oh, man, that'd be
way
dope.
Yeah, I'll do that on the way out. We have a CD burner on the side.
We have it on 8-track.
Oh, that should become a staple of the podcast. You just burn custom CDs for people on the way out as their payment.
Here you go. Here's your goodie bag.
Yeah, we can't pay people hard cash. We just give them ICP.
Steal music.
ICP City.
I can flip that shit for $5 at the gas station, so.
All right, sweet.
Damn, you can pay $5 for a burn.
If you give us, you know, a quarter of that, we'll take it. All right, welcome back to The Unbelievables. We're here with Anthony Savat, our guests, Anthony Savat and Don Harvey, touring the country. I am Mike Calhoun, and my co-host is Johnny Trowbridge.
Yeah.
I think we're going to play one more game. We're going to play another game. This one's we've been playing for years, and by we, I mean everyone. Anthony's holding up his hand.
Don Harvey RV would be a better RV store than Tom Raper RV, just saying.
Tom Raper?
Wow, Don Harvey RV.
I think
RV.
Anything would be better than Tom
right,
Raper.
Right, exactly. Anything would be better than Tom Raper RV. You pass those Tom Raper signs ever on your travels, Don?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You ever think about getting into the RV business?
Nah, man. Like, what's an RV?
Recreational vehicle. Yeah, it's like motorhomes or whatever.
Big old motorhome.
Uh-huh.
And people drive.
You do a lot of recreational vehicling?
I mean, I got this boat.
that's recreational.
That's very recreational.
Would you consider yourself a motorboater?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about that.
Would you consider yourself a seaman?
Yeah, man, I'm on the sea all the time.
Whoa.
All
right, cool.
I think you got it.
All right, well, with that, we're a lead into our game. It's very standard. It's just shag, marry, kill.
What's shag?
Oh, God.
Shaggy 2 dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That helped. Let's listen to the whole song.
No. What is this? Oh.
The real name?
Got it.
I don't know what the real name is. I forgot it already.
No, I know. I know the song. Just the very first... few lines, I was like,
well, how dare you?
You're just noise for a minute.
How dare you not know? All right, cool. Shag, marry, kill, or sex, marry, kill. Do you know what sex is, Don?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about that sex.
I figured so. You seem
right.
to be like a man.
You look like a sex machine to me.
I'm going to propose. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to propose to you three the three subjects that you will shag, marry, or kill.
Okay.
And then I will open the round for a round of questioning. You'll ask me questions, then I will close the floor, and then you will make your decision, and I will determine who is the winner of the round.
Okay, dokie.
Does everyone get it?
Yep.
All right, cool. First set for shag, marry, kill. Mustard, ketchup, and mayonnaise. Okay. I will open the floor for questioning now. You can ask me any question.
So we gotta have sex with stuff you put on a sandwich?
It's, you're having sex with, or marrying, or killing. They are all sentient.
Oh, they're all sentient.
They're all
so,
sentient.
Like when what? When the bratwurst runs around the ballpark, there's just someone wearing a mayonnaise costume.
Oh no, it is mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise itself.
Wait, okay. How do you know, Johnny? I know what it is.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
I'm asking you questions now.
Yeah, yeah, you got to ask questions.
Which of these three is the tallest?
Ketchup is the tallest.
Nice, Mary.
Very good. Oh, don't make your decision. Yeah, you can't make your decisions yet. I'll have to dock you some points.
Is it?
You have to wait until the end of the. All right. Oh, Johnny has a question.
Is it Grey Poupon mustard?
It is Grey Poupon. It's It's French. It's authentic French. It speaks with a French accent. Long blonde hair.
That's some bougie bullshit. Kill it.
Oh man, Don is
okay
with extreme prejudice.
Which one is the shortest?
Mayonnaise, naturally.
Okay.
Mayonnaise is the shortest. Ketchup is the tallest.
Is mayonnaise like sleazy? Like we'll try to get out of a birthday party.
Oh yeah, very much so. Try to get like at a children's birthday party. Like they're supposed to perform at a children's birthday party as a clown.
Will they try to get out of that,
and then they just back out of it last minute.
Sparky the clown.
Very mayonnaise like.
Okay. What is the highest level of education achieved by the three, and which one achieved it?
Well, the French one never went to college, but finished whatever the French equivalent of high school is, and then went on like a tour around Europe to like go on an existential sort of tour. Ketchup got a bachelor's in communication, and then Mayonnaise dropped out of high school to start selling baseball cards at the mall.
Oh, jeez.
A bachelor's in communications, like jizz?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They actually had that program at the school he went to.
It's a he.
Yeah, ketchup is a he. It's been exposed.
Kill.
Oh, dear.
I mean.
Don't make your decision. That's more points.
Can I kill Don all
and
of
Anthony.
Them?
Can you kill all of them?
I married ketchup, then killed it. All right.
You have to make a decision on marrying, fucking, and killing.
I mean, I can't marry no dude.
All right.
Well, I guess you can't marry technically, ketchup. It must be against your morals.
All right, so what gender is the mustard?
Mustard is female.
Oh, you did cover that. I mean, French, though, can be ambiguous.
French.
What gender is mayonnaise?
Also female.
Okay. How old is mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise is only 37.
How old is the mustard?
Mustard is 21.
All right. Will mayonnaise let me leave it in?
Mayonnaise? And just like, how do you think it's so full?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Will let me leave it in?
Only half of its content is mayonnaise at this point.
So, is that a no?
That's a yes. That is a yes, Don.
Don, don't get confused about consent here.
Hey, I'm just glad he's asking questions and not just making decisions anymore. He said he was going to kill ketchup the second he heard it was a man.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good heavens. You guys are very violent.
Right?
Fist bump. Jeez. There you go. Strong fist bump.
Yeah.
Johnny has very few Don questions, so he's going to be docked some points
Don's
as well.
We're on level terms
right now.
Sorry, you have to marry ketchup.
Why?
Because we're straighter than you are.
No, it's all three of you. You have to make a decision of what you're going to...
My decision is for me and me alone? So
yeah.
There's like three ketchups and three mustards and three mayonnaise?
Yeah, in this scenario, there are three ketchups, three mustards, and three mayonnaise.
So I get my own, I get my own bottle of ketchup?
Sure do.
Is it in a bottle?
Yeah, just like, I don't know, Applebee's. Do they give you ketchup at the table?
Sure.
They give you individual ketchups.
I thought it was in those
little
packets. I don't
go to Applebee's much. I don't really like that place.
Side note.
Sidebar.
On campus last Friday, at Kent State, there was some event going on, and my friend was there at Bentry giving out free coffee, but she got French fries from the student, whatever, catering thing on campus.
Okay.
And the ketchup was fucking rubbish. Like,
how do you fuck up ketchup?
By not serving Hunt's or
it's tomatoes, sugar, and vinegar.
Yeah. When you try to make your own ketchup as if it hasn't been perfected, that's when you fuck up ketchup. It was clearly like their own recipe. It was like, this is red, but it isn't ketchup. It's horrible.
Ew,
anyway, sorry. I got crazy on
the Maybe they use the blood of black squirrels.
Maybe.
You ever had ketchup with chunks in it?
No,
I haven't.
That's ragu. That's not ketchup.
You're eating ketchup.
Yeah, I don't think.
There are little black chunks in ketchup I got one time.
Black chunks? Where did you get this ketchup from?
I don't know what you're eating there, buddy. I don't think it's ketchup.
It tasted like pennies.
Oh. Good heavens. I know. I
don't want to go off the rails all the way, but I think you were served period blood as if it were ketchup.
Period blood somehow notoriously has black chunks.
It tastes like pennies.
Man, my wife was really mad at me that day.
Oh, dude, she got one over on you.
So sorry to bring it back to the wife.
You should talk about that on stage.
Oh, don't get upset, Don.
That's a good bit.
We'll move on. All right, I will close the round of questioning. Make your decisions.
Wait, how old?
Nope, I'm sorry. You can't ask any more questions now that I've closed the floor.
You just closed it. You lost your opportunity.
I'm going to have to dock you more points.
The points don't mean anything. Don't worry.
The points matter. I'm gonna start with Anthony here because he was so eager to make his decision.
I have a question for Don.
He's got a question for Don. Okay, this is unprecedented.
Which lives matter?
All lives matter.
I thought so. Okay.
Especially ones with black chunks in their ragu.
All right. So I think I already told you my decision. I'm gonna kill ketchup.
So ketchup lives don't matter, according to Anthony.
No, ketchup's my favorite condiment, but
as is mine.
I'm not into
besides dudes. The Thousand Island that we've discussed.
Yeah, I think I was planning on marrying mayonnaise anyway, just because like it's the lamest, so it'll probably like just maybe I'll one day like it.
Okay.
Eventually,
you'll change her.
No, but yeah, marry mayonnaise. And from what you described, I've already fucked mustard, so fuck mustard again.
You fucked a Dijon French blonde. All right, or a Grey Poupon. All right, I believe it. You've had some interesting sexcapades.
Yeah, well, like a year and a half, I fucking got the hot hand, and before and after, it's been all my hand.
Oh.
All right, Johnny, moving on. Let's see here. What would you choose?
I said, because I'm saying it now, that I would kill mayonnaise.
Oh, you're going to kill mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to put her out of her misery?
Yeah.
Slinging baseball cards at the mall?
Yeah, it's rough.
Sounds sad.
That's just not worth living. I've decided for them.
How gracious.
Yeah. So you've killed the one female.
Yeah, no, there's two females.
I'm marrying the ketchup.
You're going to marry ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it.
Yeah, me too, man.
Anthony, you have an internet husband. You can understand him, man.
No, mine's fake. This is scenario you've invented is obviously real.
Absolutely real. 100% real.
It's true. And then I'll probably, you know, have sex with the Grey Poupon mustard.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, she was a slut.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm going to save...
Oh, wait, we have our own grape.
I'm going to save the point tally for the end.
Mine I didn't hook up with the only blonde
Don.
Chick that wandered Europe. There's only one of those.
All right, so I'm going to drag ketchup behind my boat.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
Jeez.
Another fist bump in the studio. There we go. All right. So ketchup is going to be dragged behind the
drawn
boat.
Drawn and quartered.
It's dead.
I'm marrying the mayonnaise because it'll let me leave it in.
Good call.
And I guess I can fuck with some mustard.
He's gonna fuck with some mustard.
You didn't, I feel like you didn't really care about.
All right, cool. So
you ever get mustard on your hot dog, bro? It's all right. It only burns a little bit when she gets back from Europe.
Well, all right. So Johnny chose to marry ketchup, kill mayonnaise, and have sex with. Everyone decided to have sex with the. The young Dijon, or Grey Poupon mustard.
37-year-old Dijon mustard.
That's right.
Now, here's the problem, though. Johnny has won. And you know why? Because hell hath no fury like a mustard scorned. And she finds out that you married the mayonnaise, comes back, burns you guys in your house alive.
I'd rather do that than bang a dude.
All right, fair enough. I understand.
Is that a good Don Harvey impression?
Hold on. So I die in a fire?
You do.
Lots of people told me to do that.
So you're just fulfilling the prophecy. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, at least he's at peace with what's happening.
I suppose so. All right, that's been the show, guys. We do have one last section.
What section is that? Would you please tell me?
I will sex.
What?
Anthony's got his own sex. Idea of what this show is.
It's time for plugs.
Oh, yeah, sex, definitely, then. What better to plug a hole with?
What time is it, Anthony?
69.
Time for sex.
O'clock.
It's time for sex o'clock.
Welcome to Sex O'Clock.
Welcome to Sex Town. Population me. And any sex. Chicks that want to stay around.
That is Chris B, who created that plugs theme for another podcast that I then stole because they only used it once, and I loved it. Welcome to the sex plug section. This is where we just talk about things that are upcoming. Well, Anthony loves plugs because he's been doing it the whole show.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you guys
I didn't
advice.
Open the floor for questions.
No, but it's like Google or Craigslist right now. I am in search of the best glory hole in the area. Mm. Do either of you know, or Don, have you seen one in the area or experienced? No, you don't want to look in one. That's dangerous.
Yeah, but. Don's been in the air for a little bit. What have you experienced?
Lodi.
Lodi. Lodi. Yeah, if you look in the glory hole, that's what you're going to get.
Nah, man. Like, I just put it in for a little bit, and man. It was fun. This is gas station over on 76.
Is it a Flying J?
Yeah, it was Flying J.
Flying J.
Always you can count on a Flying J for a good glory hole.
It was pretty dope.
The Flying J is short for Flying Jizz.
I feel like we need to pin a ribbon on Anthony for the best pun on this show so far. Lodi is what you're going to get if you take a peek in a glory hole. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, we'll start with Anthony with any plugs.
All right, well,
obviously.
Here's a plug. As noted, I'll be in Pittsburgh this weekend. The great comic Tim Ross from Pittsburgh did his DVD the same day as me, and I had two options. Go first like a bitch because he's the best, or force myself to follow him, and I think I did okay, but he's super funny. And he came out at the end of his set and did a bit where he was a trucker comic named Jackknife, and he was like, Jackknife's all right with the gays. Hell, who do you think's on the other side of that glory hole? Ain't gonna be a chick. And if it wasn't a dude using his mouth, it'd just be two dudes touching each other's dicks. And that's gay. So Tim Ross, check him
like
out for Pittsburgh.
Kid.
Yeah. Alex DePiola opened for him. He's also awesome. I hope they're both on the show this weekend. But plugs for
it's
me.
Exciting.
Every Sunday, Eurogyro open mic in beautiful downtown Kent, hosted by Nick Fleming.
Does it pay?
Friend of the show.
No, but if you're...
Unless you're dressed as a pirate.
But we're super, accommodating to out-of-town comics. Like, for example, this is great. October 2nd, I just booked... I don't know if you can easily verify. I believe October 2nd is a Sunday.
It is.
Okay, there are three comics from somewhere out of state that Keith Bergman from Toledo put me in touch with.
Out of state? Maybe Don knows them.
He might. They're coming in, and they're doing the Eurogyro.
Okay.
And then they're staying at my house. And Brian Bargainer from Connecticut, who's fucking hilarious, he did his DVD with Yusuf Ali through the Slow Mutants in Kent a year and a half ago. He's at the Water Street Tavern the next night, but he's coming in a day early. So October 2nd, Eurogyro in Kent is going to be amazing. Four out-of-town comics, party at my house. So it doesn't pay, but my point is I let out-of-town comics stay at the house, and people will buy you guys drinks and probably we'll cook or something. You know, you're gonna feel welcome, get a shower, do some laundry. So
I Don get a Harvey, shower?
Yeah, next time you're in the area, man, let me know. You can crash, whatever. We'll put you on a show if we can. We can't
you got
pay
room
cash.
For me to park my boat?
Yeah, there's a whole parking lot outside, actually. Yeah, we just can't disrupt the landlord, but we're good. It's got boat parking. So every Sunday, Eurogyro hosted by Nick Fleming. He's a musician, been a supporter of comedy for the last 7 years.
Friend of the show as well.
Friend of the show.
That's right. Episode 3.
He was on. Yeah, he's awesome.
He was great. Great episode. We went for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Good. Yeah, fellow father, man. There's a few of us are dads, and he's one of them. Okay, so that one, he gets there about 7:30, 7:45. Sign-up sheet goes out at 8. Show starts like 8:15, 8:30, goes to 11. Every Monday, Water Street Tavern, 9 to 11. You gotta contact me.
9/11, never forget.
Hey, that was the other day. Hey, I did a bunch of 9/11 jokes on Sunday at the Eurogyro, but none of them landed.
Oh, God.
Bro, you did 9/11 jokes on 9/11.
We might have to end Anthony's plugs there.
Okay, but no, so 9/11, you're the one who said 9/11. I said 9/11 because those are times,
I know,
not dates. But yeah, I'm Anthony Savette. Get a hold of me for a spot. This is like a glorified open mic. You just can't show up generally and get a spot, but all you have to do is ask, and I'll get you the next.
Are you talking about Eurogyro still, or are you talking about Water Street?
Water Street.
Cool. Yeah, because I want to mention that too. Yeah, get a hold of Anthony if you're going to be in town, especially Kent area, and want to go up, and he'll hook you up.
Also,
he's the one that gave me the confidence to continue doing it. I was at
Mike's funny.
Oh yeah, I never got to mention that. I've talked about you several. Well, I've talked about it, just not with Anthony in the room, but Anthony is the one who came up to me after my set on at the Eurogyro the first time, and he's the only person to talk to me after the set. He said, "Hey, I run the show at the Stone Tavern, RIP," and told me I should come back. I come down within a week. He had contacted me. I came and did a set, bombed, but it didn't matter. It's just what gave me confidence was you approaching me. So I appreciate that. I wanted to say that.
The best advice I've got, and here's another plug, Bill Squire, he's been a mentor to me in comedy. He's on the Alan Cox show, of course, and he runs the Mario on Monday. Friend of the show. Yeah, he gave me the best advice early on. He was like, dude, everybody's got potential. And as a show producer, it's important for me not to get like some weird mentality to where like, oh, like to act like I was always great, and if you're not awesome your first or second time on stage, it's fucking over. And no, it doesn't matter. And it's also, I don't know, it's not up to me what's funny. I know I have my favorites and not favorites, but yeah. So thank you for sticking around, because now look at this. You're doing a podcast. That's more than I'm doing.
And we love it here. We love it. I talked to Bill last night. Johnny is I'm a little partial to it.
Last round of the plugs, Jorge De La Rosa and the Slow Mutants. Check out his website. I think it's
slowmutants.com
or theslowmutants.com. I'm wearing his shirt right now. Mm-hmm. He's made three documentaries, a feature-length horror movie, I believe 17 comedy DVDs now.
Mm-hmm.
He's legit. He's awesome. And then New Stone Tavern at Michelle's Lounge. He's doing movie nights there once a month, showing like...
I think this month is Godzilla. He's going to go see the new Godzilla.
Yeah, he's probably showing one of the older ones. There's one that's Frankenstein Bikers or something like that.
Oh,
there's going to be some hardcore punk bands. I think that's the October one. That's good. Yeah, so just other things to look into.
Jorge, who was at Barrio last night, as was I.
Yep.
Talking to Bill, and talking about Bill.
So those are my plugs.
All right, moving on to Don here. What kind of plugs?
I'll be at Lakewood Village Tavern tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night being Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, 14th. Lakewood Village Tavern does a show.
Josh Morrow, good dude.
Don will be there.
I'll be there.
Look out for him there.
Are you going to go?
Who else is going to be there? Is friend of the show Jeremy Shear going to be there? Mutual friend.
Who's that?
That's my fake internet husband. I imagine he'll be there.
We mentioned him earlier.
He's there all the time. You'll get to meet him, and you'll understand that even if I was gay, I wouldn't marry
that. He might appear prickly.
That dude.
Big friendly guy.
I got more plugs.
Okay.
I got to do Liberty University next week.
There we go.
That's a Thursday at noon.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, indeed.
And I'm about to go do this show outside this dude's house.
Right on. Porch show.
Please say it's not my house.
No. It's over on North Portage Path.
He killed that one. He killed that show. He's done with that show. That's tapped.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Nice. All right, cool.
It's on North Portage Path. It's right over by Dr. Bob's house.
Gotcha. And
Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob, friend of the show.
Josh Morrow hosts Lakewood Village Tavern. He should be a friend of the show.
Josh Morrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Josh Morrow. Yeah. He was recently in a roast battle.
Yep.
Got his ass kicked.
Hey. I think he's nice.
Oh, he's a nice guy, yeah.
Maybe.
And I got a show on Friday at Colton Gibowitz's trailer out in Youngstown.
Right, great.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, Johnny notoriously does not... Is that all your plugs? I don't mean to step on your time there, Don.
No, no, I mean...
We got more plugs?
The rest are all private gigs, man.
Oh, okay. We got
why aren't you saying what date the private gig is and just saying private gig?
You think with all these private gigs, you could afford your own Faygo and your own...
He brought his own Faygo.
Oh, yeah, he just didn't have any.
BYOF.
Natty Light.
The ancient saying.
I feel it. All right, cool. Well, Johnny notoriously he doesn't have an internet presence. He doesn't have a Twitter presence, at least.
No. I see a plug, though. He's pulled out something that looks like it's going to be jammed into his ass later.
It's pretty enormous. Is this part of your new project?
Just for later.
Oh, okay.
Just don't look at it directly. So
each week, Johnny has a project that he's usually working on the sub just to, you know, improve life quality down here.
That's right.
It's pretty stuffy. What do we have this week?
Okay, well, I made this button here. You see the giant red button.
Okay.
It's
glowing.
That's right.
Should I press it now?
No.
Oh, sorry.
If you press it, it evaporates all the water on Earth. I couldn't get it to do a smaller section than
that. Wait, why would we want to do that in the first place?
Well, I didn't know if maybe you wanted to go look for things in the ocean.
We're in the ocean. We're already looking for things. We're looking for funny comedian talent.
Challenger Deep, you know?
Challenger Deep.
You can go anywhere. It's just that it will get rid of all of the water. So it's like a decision you have to make.
So it'll evaporate it or it will get rid of it?
Yo, it's gone. It won't come back.
It won't rain?
Nope.
Hell yeah.
So,
you've been living in Northeast Ohio too long, Anthony. Yeah, you can't have an opinion on that.
Will there still be Faygo? Because as Don pointed out earlier, it's the water of life. So as long as we still have the water of life.
You'll have Faygo, but just no water.
Well, don't let Don near the button. All right, cool. Well, is that all for your...
Later
Crash on the sub tonight?
That should be fine. Yeah, we'll make a cellar for you. We'll make a chamber for you.
Dope.
Sleep in the torpedo too.
That's fine.
The chamber.
We got a chamber for you. All right, my plugs are I am going to be in a roast battle. Excuse me. I'm swallowing this plug that Johnny just got out.
Sorry.
Are you going to put it in my mouth?
Are you going to do better on the roast battle than you did hosting your own podcast?
I'm just trying to prepare you.
I had a feeling that was coming.
They're going to say mean things. You got to be ready.
Well, hopefully they listen and they can get some material. But I'll be battling, I'll say the name, Kristen Gailwood. I'll be battling Kristen Gailwood October 1st. That's a Saturday.
God damn
it. Canopy.
The Walking Scarecrow?
Is she a rock? Are you going to roast her now?
I'm roasting her.
You don't even know who she is.
One-sided roast.
Kristen Gailwood's great. I hope she destroys you and then starts doing comedy more. She's very funny.
Let us hope. She's supposed to be at Sachsenheim the last time I was there, and she was not. Let's hope she's there this week. Speaking of which, that's also a plug. Sachsenheim on Thursday nights, sketch comedy battles as well as stand-up sets where we have mics now. So we look profesh. But, you know, the comedy's still the same. one of our guests is laughing profusely. That's a great show. Love that show. Drive up to Lakewood to go there. Sachsenheim Hall. Oh, did I finish my first plug about the show? Oh, the Canopy Ad Hominem Attack Show, run by Chris Paw, Ryan DiPerna, friends of the show that have yet to come on. We'll get them on eventually.
Fuck Ryan DiPerna.
Whoa.
Fuck that guy. That wop ass. Oh, shit. Oh, no. We've devolved into... Wait, Don, get away from the button. No, shit.
Don't push that button.
Don't let him touch the button. Okay, let me finish these plugs before anything bad happens. Follow the show at TunBelievables on Twitter. I don't have to explain why we are TunBelievables and not Unbelievables anymore. I hope I don't have to. Go to our website. You can donate to the show there. That way we can, Don doesn't have to leave empty-handed
each
time.
Stop making these expensive things.
Yeah, yeah. We can stop spending money on these doomsday devices. And
is that what that bucket there is for? For tips?
That's right.
Yeah, this bucket's here for tips.
We didn't
want
to say
guests
that.
To give us tips.
Right, because I'm going to use it to throw up.
Oh, whoa. Good one. Good one, Anthony. At least you didn't shit your pants on the show. That's what we were.
No, I'm kind of bummed, man. I ate all like.
You were
like
bummed that you didn't shit your pants on the show?
Yeah, I ate like half a ghost chili pepper earlier today. And all I got was this lousy, like, hangover reduction.
I got a rock. All right, cool. That's the show for us today. wait, Don. No, don't touch the fucking button.
He touched the button.